was a life filled with aimless desperation. Without hope walked the shell of a man. Then a hand with a nail print stretched downward. Just one touch, then a new life began. And the old rugged cross, it made the difference. In a life bound for heartache and defeat, I will praise Him forever and ever. For the cross made the difference for me. Barren walls echoed harshness and anger. Sad ashen faces, without hope, death had wrapped them in gloom. But at the sight of a saint, there's rejoicing, for life can't be sealed in a tomb. 'Cause the old makes the difference in a life bound for heartache and defeat. And I will praise Him forever and ever, for the cross made the difference for me. And I will praise Him.
Thank you, Brother Laster. Open your Bibles this morning to the book of Titus, chapter 2. Titus, chapter 2. Next Sunday, Brother Laster will be preaching all day and teaching in the Sunday school hour. He will be considered by our church to become co-pastor and, upon my retirement, the next pastor. He'll preach Sunday and then the following Wednesday, and we'll go into a week of fasting and prayer. And the following Wednesday, our church will vote. And we'll be saying more about that and reading what the Scripture says about a pastor on this coming Wednesday night. We wanted you to be aware of those next dates, and please be here. The Bible says in Titus chapter 2, beginning in verse 11, thank you for standing out of love and respect for the Word of God. By the way, next year, or 2011, is the 400th birthday of the King James Bible. And we're excited about that, and what a blessing it's been over these 400 years. The Bible says in verse number 11, "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave Himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee. I want you to go back to verse 13 and look at that verse with me. The Bible says, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. I want to speak to you this morning on this subject. Why the rapture is called the blessed hope. Why the rapture is called the blessed hope. Father, thank you for the Word of God. Thank you for how you use it to instruct us and to teach us. The great tragedy about the Bible is that we read it and don't believe it. We read it and won't obey it. And even as I was reading the Scripture, you gave me another sermon thought. Lord, and I could have elaborated on it this morning, but I've got a message to preach. And I thank you for the fact that the Bible's alive. And as we read it, you speak to our hearts and you instruct us and you help us and you teach us. Now, Lord, use the Word of God this morning to help our dear people. Thank you for all of our faithful people. And thank you for those who are visiting today. We pray that this might be a very special day for them, that you'd be real to them and make yourself known to them, that you might speak to their heart. If they are unsaved, I ask you to let this be that wonderful day when they accept Jesus as their Savior. If they are saved and living away from God's will, that you would use this day to bring them back to that place where they'll follow you and yield to you, confessing their sin and claiming forgiveness that's in Jesus Christ alone. Now, Lord, I need your help. Fill me with thy Holy Spirit. Speak through me your message, and I'll thank you in advance for all that you shall do and every decision that shall be made in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Looking for that blessed hope. Let me tell you first off, right up front, what the blessed hope is not. When the Bible talks about the blessed hope, it's not talking about salvation. Salvation is a wonderful thing. But salvation is completely different to what the Lord is talking about when He's talking about that blessed hope. Now, that blessed hope is for those who have been saved. It's not a blessed hope for the unsaved, but it is for the saved. Neither is that blessed hope spoken of here the 1,000-year reign of Christ on the earth or the millennial reign. That's going to be a wonderful time. When Jesus sets up His earthly kingdom and rules and reigns for 1,000 years, that's going to be a marvelous time when Satan is bound and cast into that pit for that 1,000 years and the earth's going to be brought back to its pre-curse form, and lambs will lay down with the lions, and serpents will have no poisonous venom, and there'll be peace in the valley. Peace on earth for 1,000 years as the Lord rules and reigns. And it won't be a republic. Nor will it be a democracy. It'll be a theocracy where the Lord God Almighty, where Jesus Christ rules and reigns for 1,000 years. The blessed hope referred to in our text and looked forward to by all true Christians is that day when the trumpet of God shall sound and the archangel shall shout, and Jesus steps out of glory on the cloud to come back for the saved. That's what it's talking about. The blessed hope is the rapture of the saved. It's when all the saved, living and dead, shall be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, and caught up to meet the Lord in the air, and taken up with Him. to heaven. The blessed hope is the rapture. The blessed hope is not reading the Bible and praying. It's more than a spiritual relationship with Jesus Christ. It's an actual event when Jesus is coming back for His own to take us out of this old world and take us to heaven to be with Him. It's more than a spiritual relationship. Now, spiritual relationship is good. But there's something better. And that is when we see Him face to face and person to person. 2 weeks after Mrs. Smith and I were married, I was called to active duty in the U.S. Navy. I stepped on that train and waved goodbye to her, and we were separated because of the Navy. I was separated from my beautiful bride for 6 months. We didn't see each other for 6 months. Oh my. We kept in touch regularly. I kept a picture of her in my locker. I wrote her every day. I called her on the phone as often as I could afford it. I'd get a letter from her and I'd smell it. And I'd kiss the letter. But it's not the same. It's just not the same. There would be certain days and certain times when we'd walk out under the stars and the moon at the same time on certain nights. She here in Texas and I at my duty station hundreds and hundreds of miles away. Anything to keep in touch and feel closer to each other. It was better than nothing. But all being away for 6 months, I received 2 weeks' leave. Oh, my soul, I got on a bus and rode all the way from Sanford, Florida. That bus stopped at every little pig trail. It took forever, but I was on my way home. All the letters, all the phone calls, the walking under the moon were all good. But it couldn't compare to that day when I got home and I looked face to face upon her. I saw her, I kissed her, I spent time with her. It was not the same as kissing that picture. And what a blessed day it was when I got home. I took her back with me. Now I want you to know, reading God's Word, His love letter to us, is a good thing. Praying is a good thing. Faithful worship to God is a good thing. Ah, but it will not compare to that day when Jesus comes again for the saved. When we get to see Him face to face and He'll take us back to heaven with Him. What a day that shall be when my Jesus I shall see. No wonder it's called the blessed hope. I want you to know today that Jesus ought to be the love of every Christian's life. And His coming should be the greatest expectation and the deepest longing in every Christian's heart. Now, His coming is the blessed hope for every Christian because of three things that I want to point out to you today. It's called the blessed hope, first of all, because we shall see Him as He is. John wrote in 1 John chapter 3, verse 2, "Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is." In that day, that blessed hope, in that day, our faith becomes sight. We shall see Him. Now, we've all read about Him. We've looked at paintings of what some men thought He would look like. And I've come to the conclusion they have no clue. I've often wondered how Jesus would really look. I've tried to imagine, in light of the Bible, what He would look like. I believe I've come closer than the artists have. Yet I really don't know. But when He comes again, when He comes again, there'll be no more wondering, no more need to imagine. We shall see Him face to face. We shall see Him as He is. We shall see Him. In that day we shall see Him. Our faith will become substance. It'll become substance. For those that doubt, I want you to know that my Jesus is real. And you'll discover one day that He's real. He's not the figment of somebody's imagination. He's not the object of somebody's writing. He is a real, literal being who is God incarnate in human flesh. He is real. The angel said as Jesus was taken up from us into heaven, "Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye here gazing into heaven? This same Jesus which is taken up from you into heaven shall so come in like manner as you've seen Him go into heaven." The same Jesus, the same one that died on the cross, the same one that was tempted in all points as we're tempted, yet without sin, the same Jesus that was put in a tomb after He had literally died on an old rugged cross, this same Jesus with nail prints in His hand and a spear print in His side and nail prints in His feet, this same Jesus is coming again. That blessed hope, when we shall see Him, our faith will become substance. Substance. He will come in His resurrected, glorified body. It'll be real. Touchable. Not flesh and blood, but flesh and bone. But glorified as He was on the Mount of Transfiguration in all of His glory and in all of His majesty, we shall see Him as He is. Oh, thank God for the blessed hope, for we shall see Him. It's called the blessed hope because in that day faith will become sight and faith will become substance as we will see Him. The songwriter wrote many years ago, "Some glorious morning, sorrow will cease. Some glorious morning, all will be peace. Heartaches all ended, school days all done. Heaven will open, Jesus will come. Sad hearts will gladden, all shall be bright. Goodbye forever in earth's dark night. Changed in a moment, like Him to be. Oh, glorious day break, Jesus I'll see. Oh, what a meeting there in the skies. No tears nor crying shall dim our eyes. Loved ones united eternally. Oh, what a day break that morning will be. Some golden day break, Jesus will come. Some golden day break, battles all won. He'll shout the victory, break through the blue. Some golden day break. For me and for you, we shall see Him as He is. Secondly, the rapture is called the blessed hope because we shall be with Him. We shall be with Him. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, the Bible says, "But I would not have you be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep," talking about Christians which are asleep, Christians who have died, "that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with Him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout and with a voice of the archangel and with the trump of God. The dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord." The rapture is called the blessed hope because we shall see Him and we shall be with Him. In John chapter 14, verse 2 and 3, Jesus tells His disciples and us and makes the promise that He's going back to the Father. He's going back to prepare a place for us. And if He prepares a place for us, He'll come again and receive us unto Himself, that where He is, there we shall be also. We shall be with Him. And I want you to know, ladies and gentlemen, I believe God. This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The blessed hope is that we shall see Him and we shall be with Him when He comes to rapture us out. We shall be at home with Jesus. I could talk about heaven as home. Home ought not be a place of fear. It ought not be a place of dread. It ought to be a place of contentment, a place of peace, a place of joy, a place of excitement, a place of blessing. We shall be at home with Jesus, with Him in heaven. Oh, what a place that's going to be. The Bible says it'll have a gates of pearl, street of gold, walls made of jasper. No sun nor moon. There'll be no need for it because Jesus is the light. There's no darkness there. No hospitals. There's a river of life, pure and crystal clear, flowing in that city. Tree of life on either side, in the midst thereof. No sin in heaven. No death in heaven. No graves in heaven. No hospitals in heaven. Oh, when Jesus comes back, the blessed hope is blessed because we'll see Him as He is, and we'll be with Him. With Him. We'll be with Him through the 1,000-year reign on the earth. An earth that's been purged of sin and its scars. We'll be with Him through eternity, where there's no more sin and no sorrow, no suffering, no death. A place from which Satan has been banished, never to return again. A place of rejoicing and reunion. And praise God, a place where we will be with Jesus. It's the blessed hope. This all begins at the rapture. The blessed hope becomes reality. Even so, come, Lord Jesus, is John's prayer. Come quickly. I long for that day. I pray for His coming. I look for it. I'm ready for it. Are you? Thirdly, let me say this morning that the rapture is called the blessed hope, not only because we shall see Him and we shall be with Him, but oh, thank God it's blessed because we shall be like Him. We shall be like Him. John said in John 3:2, "Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him." Now that doesn't mean we're all going to be little miniatures of Jesus. But it does mean that we're going to have a glorified body like His glorified body. Let me read it to you in 1 Corinthians 15, beginning in verse 51. You can follow me in your Bible. "Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, Death is swallowed up in victory." That's talking about the blessed hope when Jesus comes and the change takes place in this old physical body. You know, when you got saved, your soul got saved, your spirit was made alive, but your body didn't get saved. That's the reason you've struggled so in your Christian life. This body is still a sinful body. This body still yearns after carnal things and worldly things. This body is still subject to temptation and yielding to sin. But not in that glorified body. Oh, in that day when Jesus comes, the blessed hope is that we shall be like Him. This body will be saved and glorified. And sin will have no more hold on us. This world will have no more longing for us. For we shall be like Him. We shall be like Him in our glorified body. A body of no sickness, no more suffering, no sorrow, no more handicaps, no more operations. The lame will walk, the feeble will be steady, the deaf will hear, the weak will be strong, the blind will see, the mute will speak. There'll be no more walkers, no crutches, no more hospital beds. We'll have a glorified body like His resurrected glorified body. Not only that, there'll be no more temptation. Oh, when we're like Him, when we get our new body, there'll be no more temptation. The pull of sin against this body of flesh that we experience here will be forever gone. No more growing old. No more fighting temptation. No more dying. No more effects and results of sin. We'll be given a body like unto Jesus, with the exception, I don't believe we'll have scars in our bodies. The only scars in heaven will be in the hands and the feet and the side of Jesus to remind us that we've been redeemed from our sin by His suffering, by His dying. I believe we'll stand with glorified bodies the way God intended us to be, without any imperfections and hindrances and handicaps. The old mark of sin will be gone. Glorified. The body will catch up with our soul and spirit in that day. And we'll be prepared for heaven and to meet the Lord. We'll be like Him. There'll be no more temptation. We'll be like Him in character. Oh my. What a blessed hope. In that day when Jesus comes, the old curse will be removed forevermore. The effect of sin will be gone. The chokehold of depravity will forever be broken. As He is holy, we shall be holy in Christ and because of Christ. We shall be like Him in character. Ah, the blessed hope is called the blessed hope because we'll see Him and we'll be with Him. And praise God because we will be like Him in a glorified body. No more temptation. Like Him in character. And like Him in knowledge. Sydney, no more C's. No more D's. No more else, Micah. We'll be like Him in knowledge. We will know. We'll have perfect knowledge. All of our mysteries will be gone. We'll have perfect knowledge. We'll know each other as surely as Christ knows us. We'll have perfect knowledge. We'll be like Him in knowledge. And then it's called the blessed hope because we shall be like Him in love. As hard as we try, our love here is so unstable and often self-seeking. But when we shall see Him, and we are with Him, and we are like Him, then we shall have perfect and complete love. And for the first time, we'll be able to truly love Him like He loves us. Lastly, in the midst of the gladness and the joy at His coming, there's also a note of sorrow. that I've got to point out here. What Christians look forward to as the blessed hope also means that there'll be no hope for all who are without Christ as Savior at His coming. We're talking about the blessed hope of Christians, but if you're here today unsaved, that day will mean you're facing eternity with no hope. The only thing you'll have to look forward to is hell and judgment forever and ever and ever. If you're without Christ, the greatest days of your eternity will be the days you're living here on this earth. Because without Christ at Jesus' coming, you have no hope. The only thing waiting for you is the judgment of God at the great white throne, and then being cast into that lake of fire, the common sewer of every wasted, worthless man, woman, boy, or girl who's ever lived without Christ Jesus. You'll be there with them. No hope. You've got a choice of the blessed hope or no hope. There's no other positions than those two. I'm looking for that blessed hope when Jesus comes again, or I'm facing that day with no hope without God in this old wicked world. Is Christ your Savior this morning? Do you remember when you got saved? Do you know that you know that you know that you're saved? You know the tragedy of this service is some of you are out there not knowing for sure. You're hoping, maybe. You're gambling when you could know, when you could settle it. When you could trust Jesus the Bible way and have the promise of eternal life and look forward to the coming of Jesus as that blessed hope for you. Please understand this. If you're going to enjoy our blessed hope one day, you've got to be born again. Today, every person listening to my voice, whether by the internet or you're listening to me in this service, you're either facing the blessed hope and the soon coming of Jesus, or you're facing no hope because you've never been saved. I implore you, I beseech you, I beg you, trust Him. Trust Him. Your being here today is evident that you don't want to go to hell. Your being here today is evident there is a God in heaven and you know it. Why don't you trust Him? Why don't you settle the matter of your life here and your eternity? You say, but I just don't want to give up my life. Oh, you fool. Don't you know that life in Christ is better than anything the world and the devil has to offer? You say, well, you had to give up so much. Yeah, my sin, my fears, my sorrow, my uncertainty. I gave up looking to eternity without any hope by trusting Jesus. I want you to know, no matter what we go through in this life in Christ, it's going to be worth it when we see Him. And we're with Him. And we're like Him. The songwriter said, oft times the day seems long, our trials hard to bear. We're tempted to complain and murmur and despair. But Christ will soon appear to catch His bride away. All tears forever over in God's eternal day. Sometimes the sky looks dark with not a ray of hope. We're tossed and driven on, no human help in sight. There is one in heaven who knows our deepest care. Let Jesus solve your problems. Just go to Him in prayer. Last day will soon be o'er. All storms forever past. We'll cross the great divide to glory safe at last. We'll share the joys of heaven, a harp, a home, a crown. The tempter will be banished, and we'll lay our burdens down. Because it will be worth it all when we see Jesus. Life's trials will seem so small when we see Christ. One glimpse of His dear face, all sorrow will erase. So bravely run the race till we see Christ. I'm not looking for the undertaker. I'm looking for the blessed hope. The blessed hope that I have in Christ Jesus. Do you have Him? Do you know Him? I challenge you. Trust Him today. Settle it today. Heavenly Father, that's our message on this Sunday after Thanksgiving. And Lord, one thing that every child of God ought to thank You for over and over again is that our sins are forgiven. Heaven is our home. The only thing that we'll know about hell is what we read in the Bible, because we put our trust and faith in Jesus alone as our Savior. Thank You for that blessed hope to look forward to. I believe it won't be long. That it's sooner than most every one of us think. And I say, even so come, Lord Jesus. Now, Lord, there's some people here that need